strain and the particle braiding in 3D, 3 plus 1D topological order. So I use 3D or 3 plus 1D for three-dimensional space and one-dimensional time. And I need to apologize that just a day before I decide to change a topic, and I will comment about this in the very end of my talk. So my talk is corroborate with my very wonderful advisor, Professor Xiaogang Wen, and this is a paper done in April, actually just this week. And thank you for the chance, giving me a chance to present this work. So so the full title actually is String and Particle Braiding in Topological Order, and we will use some kind of a modular representation in the 3D case, the spatial linear 3Z, and we will study a particular type of a topological order, which is so-called the twisted gauge theory. That's a gauge theory has this gauge group and also some twist structure. For people not familiar with this gauge theory, maybe you are familiar with Toriko. So in the case of Toriko, we have a class of system called Z2 Toriko, and that's people care about also for this spin liquid, or Z2 gauge theory. But there's a twist version which people also might be familiar with, it's called Z2 double semions. So in my framework, basically, I'm trying to study these kind of phases, including the Toriko, which is untwist case, and the twist case, which is a double semions, into this framework, but in 3 plus 1D. And there's a relative work done by Haider, my friend, Moradi, who is a brilliant graduate student, also worked with Xiaogang, and he also has a similar kind of approach using modular SL3Z, but using a slightly different approach on wave function, which you'd also be interested to look at. And also recent work done by Michael Levine and Inren's group, they also consider some kind of three-loop braiding. And so it's an exciting topic. So let me tell you about the hero, my physics hero, which is Feynman. But Feynman also has a physics hero, which is Dirac, so which is a hero's heroes. So this, Feynman actually gave a talk in the Dirac Memorial Symposium in 1986, and he talked about some fundamental physics law. So in the in his talk, he demonstrates something about spin and statistics and a relation about this rotation or exchange in this 3D or 2D. So I think people probably know this, that if you have just a single cup, you can do 360 rotation, you go back to yourself. But if you consider these objects connect by some kind of extent, like a string, then you do 360 2 pi rotation, you almost break your arm. But you do another 360, you go back to yourself. And Feynman using this kind of showman trick to show that this is kind of like fermion statistics, you get a minus one side when you do 2 pi. And also the similar concept, if you do a ribbon and then twist on two sides, you exchange them, you'll find out you don't recover the same thing. You need to do another 360 rotation to go back. So that's on the right-hand side. And that relation between spin and statistics can be connected by a simple illustration like this. But the good thing, having an advisor is that talking to Xiaogang, I say, oh, this is a good thing to present. He said this is just a showman business. It's not a real thing. So let's go to a real story. I'm still studying about the braiding statistics, but I will be more serious about addressing this issue. So there are three key questions. The first one, what's the braiding statistics in 3D for the excitation? And I'll consider mainly the gap system. And how to understand the second question, a 3D topological from a 2D viewpoint. I'll address this more later. And the third question is that we have a lot of topological data in 2D. One is like a topology-dependent ground state degeneracy, for example, on torus, and also this SL2Z, the SNT matrix, to characterize. And that's a so-called non-abelian Berry phase of the ground states. And how to do this in 3D? So recall that in 2D, we have a particle-particle braiding. In that case, consider left figure, that's a so-called mutual statistic between two particles. I can go from 1 to 2, then go 3 and 4 and 1, go back. I can consider exchange statistic, which is 1 to 3, but that's an identical particle. And I can consider the spin, which basically is like self-rotation. And that's basically all in 2D. But there's a lot of things in 2D, for example, like anions, so it's still very rich. But in 3D, back up also 2D. In 2D, this kind of particle braiding along the time direction is like a braid. So it's the wall line form a braid. So this has a rich structure. And the relation I kind of use from Feynman also can be shown from the figure on A and B. That's a way to see these two figures, A and B, can be deformed to each other homotopically. So the left-hand side A basically say create particle, antiparticle. The particle basically rotate itself by 2 pi, and then they fuse together. The right-hand side basically create particle and antiparticle, but they exchange by pi, and then they fuse the same, they self. And these two pictures together basically deform together shows the relation between spin and statistics. Let me go on to 3D. So we have a particle and particle braiding in 2D. We have this also in 3D. And we also have a particle and string. So slightly differently that in 3D, we should consider this, the flux is carried by the string. And we can roughly think charge is carried by the particle. So I just draw the 3D pictures, and then we have the same particle-particle braiding, and we have a particle wind around a string, particularly this closed string. Is it really clear? I just wonder, is the volume, can you hear me? Okay, so now, but I need to say the particle-particle braiding only fermionic or bosonic in 3D, because if you do the exchange twice, you'll get back to the original state. There's nothing too much non-trivial here, so it's only fermion or boson. But and how about the particle and string, which is charged flux braiding, and that's a familiar Aharonov bone effect. So you only have a Zn gauge theory description. But what's the Zn gauge theory? That's a dynamical Z2 superconductor, or the Z2 torical, or spin liquid. And they can formulate by some fancy field theory. But how about string-string braiding? So what are strings? How can we see strings? Let's do from 3D to 2D point of view. We will consider the Hilbert space of the ground states of a gap system in 3D topological order. We will write this as a direct sum of different B-flux sectors in the Hilbert space. And I need to say this is the space we are doing is in the Hilbert space of a ground state, but not real space. But you can see the left-hand side basically 3D as a direct sum of several copies of 2D in a different B sector. But you will ask, what's this B sector mean? So the real thing we should think is that in 3D, in a really large size system, if it's a gap system, see the right figure, and there's the energy gap I show. So they are ground states, and there's a finite excited gap, finite energy gap. But if the 3D system is a finite size, then actually there should be some energy split in the ground states. But you will still see this splitting is much smaller than the excitation energy gap. And we can still study this 3D, splitting in the near the ground states, just the ground states. But what if we compactify or consider the very one of the dimension, which is a small circle like a Z direction, like what I see. Then you will see actually those splitting has certain feature. And those feature, for example, if this theory can be described by some kind of the particle or string excitation of the states can be labeled by some flux, then this, decomposition in terms of a B of the 2D states, the B will be some kind of a gauge flux. You can think about particle kind of wind around this B flux will gain different kind of energy. And there's a particular type of a particle set will gain a specific energy close into a certain set of splitting, and others will to other splitting. And what do we do to extract the data, maybe experimentally or numerically? Then we will try to braid around. So we certainly need to create some potential to trap the particle string, and then which will be below the higher excitation gap of the original string of particle excitation. And then we move this particle around, and we hope to see that there is some phase structure, so-called a matrix structure from the degenerate states when you put when you have excitation on the ground states. And that information can be extracted by so-called Bayley phase, or the gauge structure of the degenerate states. And I think that's probably the famous paper by Frank Welcher and Tony Zee, and also emphasized by Xiaogang, Professor Wen. So let's go to see what's the string now. If we do this this compactify Z direction, then we see this Z actually go back to itself, you know, from the top layer to the bottom layer, go back to itself. So in the bottom part, I do a figure A, the particle braiding. This red line and blue line, red dot and blue dot particle is actually like a string in 3D. And you can see because Z is compactified. And I use this dashed line with arrows to illustrate that it's like a B flux, which is created by monodromy defects, or which is just the gauge flux, some kind of label to label certain excitation, group them into the several sectors shown in the top figure. And now, if I really draw this carefully in 3D, you will see I need to compactify Z, so it's a loop. And I have an X figure, X direction and Y direction. So Y direction is, I define it along into the loop direction. And you will see if I go from 1 to 2, it's like a loop going inside another loop, the blue loop, a blue closed string. And then I go back to 3, and it will go out. And I go back to 4, I will wrap around the full blue loop. And I will go back to original from 4 to 1. So the process 1, 2, 3, 4. So let me show even more explicitly. That's a 1, 2, 3, 4, four step going back to 1. And that's the same process in this kind of compactified Z direction more explicitly. So you see one loop going in, and then penetrate through, and then wrap around, going out, and go back to itself. So this is like a braiding mutual statistics. And we can consider something like self-statistics. And I don't think I need to explain further. That's just going in into the loop. This one of the light blue string going into another blue string and then going through it and going out. That's the same picture. And how about the spin? That's like in 2D it's like a particle basically. We do a self-rotation. But if I see from the 3D point of view, particles, if you're thinking about the condensed matter system, this string or particle may have some kind of texture. The texture itself can be framed. So this rotation is just like a frame string. So the string is framed, but it rotates. It's like self-flipping, I should say this way. So we have a really pretty nice picture. But I need to tell you that whether this statistics, especially the abelian statistic, can be really detected maybe by experiment or numerically is questionable, because when we deform the string has a finite size. So how the contribution of this finite size deformation will change the phase, the statistic phase we want to detect, probably is something we should think more. But I want to say one thing which is more robust. If we consider the non-abelian statistics, then we don't need to worry about this abelian phase, even if there's some ambiguity about abelian phase. So I want to show you an example which there's a non-abelian statistic in 3D twisted gauge theory. So what we do is that I show you that there's a dimensional reduction we did from 3D to 2D. And there's a particular type of so-called twisted gauge theory. When you do this dimensional reduction, you will see some of the sector, although the original gauge group is abelian, the decomposition, this 2D sector contains some non-abelian gauge group. So those non-abelian gauge group contain non-abelian statistics. So this is one example we can obtain non-abelian statistics from abelian gauge theory, twisted gauge theory. And the situation is that if one consider, for example, this particular type of decomposition, there are several sectors. If we consider, for example, this case, the gauge group G is Z2 folds. There's one sector, it's just like several copies of a torico, Z2 torico. The first copy is just the original torico, several copies of Z2 torico. But there's other sectors which basically has non-abelian statistics. And those non-abelian statistic case is effectively like straightening a string around the two strings. So let me be more precise. The figure A on the left-hand side, we have this two-stream braiding. In that case, we don't have any third black string thread around the red and the blue string. That's the case for the untwisted, the first sector, the Z2 folds in the decomposition. And there's other sectors which effectively give a flux threading. That's because that the decomposition we did in this case turned out need to have this non-trivial B flux. So I'm demonstrating that this process show you that some abelian statistics in figure A between two strings will promote it to a non-abelian statistics if I thread a two string with a third string, a black string here. And it seems like one can incorporate this into some kind of configuration. So we consider this kind of spin, topological spin, or the self-rotation, self-flipping of this string is like actually 0, 1, the unknot. And then the two-string exchange or two-string braiding is like unlink 0, 1, 2. And there's a connect sum of two hub links from if we straight the black string around the two red and blue string. And we can organize this into how this particular pattern of knot and links may be helpful to help us to thinking about those data, okay? Let me just summarize that in the case of this data, if we organize them in terms of the braiding, stream braiding of a particular type of topological order, the described by a gauge group G in a table and a so-called co-cycle twist omega, we will find out this braiding has certain kind of properties, depends on how the twist cocycle will change the statistics of the gauge group. And then as I emphasized in the third row, in the middle, there is a B equal to zero sector, which is the original untwist sector. The braiding between two strings is abelian with a particular type of cocycle, omega fold. Then there's a case that, if you thread this two string with a third string, then the statistics will become non-abelian. And there's also some example which is kind of opposite effect, that the gauge group itself is originally non-abelian, and the braiding statistic between two strings is already non-abelian. But when you consider those this decomposition in certain B flux, or this decomposition in certain B flux sector, you will find out the statistic will become abelian. And there might be more kind of a string braiding pattern or linking pattern might be important. In our case, that we consider only the most simple two hop links, which is as I showed you earlier, this kind of two string, red and blue, straight by a black string. And that's three-string statistics important, but it's not clear to us, and we are not convinced that whether this is enough, and we also don't know the answer whether this is something should go for the future direction, but it seems to be something interesting to think about. So I will end my talk here. There are three key messages. One is that I answer that braiding statistics in 3D has a particle string, and then three-string, multi-string braiding, and then the I also answer the second question, how to understand 3D topological order from 2D viewpoint, which is the decomposition to several sectors in the ground states, the Hilbert space of the ground states. And how to characterize the 3D topological order. In question three, I mentioned that there's braiding, but more precise data we present in data, present in the paper is the ground state degeneracy and also this modular data for spatial linear group. And I thank you for your attention. Yeah, thank you.